Having a brain injury is bloody awful. Whether it's a tumour with or without surgery, epilepsy from a child or adult, whether you were born with it or had a bump on the head, whether you've had a stroke or any other injury that's going to hurt your brain, it's difficult to live with. It affects almost everything in your world. You think COVID's bad? Try living with a brain injury. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that COVID isn't bad, and too many of us have lost one or more friends, family and loved ones. And for those of you, I am truly, truly sorry. But back to the brain. A brain injury doesn't only affect the person that's living with it. Anyone who's part of your life in any way is affected by it. If you've got epilepsy and have seizures, people around you have to understand that you have good days and bad. They have to recognise the seizures you have, and whether that's a focal, where you might zone out and forget how to talk, a tonic-clonic seizure, which is the one that most people generally think epilepsy is all about, and anything in between. Most of us didn't even know that there are over 40 different types of seizures. If you look up a lady called Tori Robinson, she will know way more about it than I do. If you've had a stroke, people have to understand that you might not be able to talk the way you used to, or you might not look the way you used to and move the way you used to. Those people around you have to learn how to live with and alongside them. That said, many people recover from strokes, but many people don't. Brain tumours can be insurmountable, fast-growing, slow-growing, benign, malignant, where they live in the brain as to the effect they might have, inoperable and operable. Learning to live with an inoperable brain tumour is like any other tumour, tough. The difference with the brain is it affects every part of you, from your memory to your way of life. If you've had a bump or a hit on the head or any accident that might be caused, you might see these changes straight away, or it could take weeks to know that you're not just quite right, and that's a really scary thing to happen. It's all a really, really scary thing to live with, and sometimes you just don't know what's going on. Any brain damage can cause fatigue. Fatigue isn't just a normal, a bit tired after a long day or week, but real tired to the point of you can't hear or focus what anyone's saying. You can feel sick, weak, and you can't remember anything. And even if your fatigue is regular, it can cause hair loss and weight loss. And it's quite frankly, bloody awful. Once you've learned how to live with any of these, it can be not quite so bad. But that's a big but. And you do have to learn to change your mindset. And that's just as tough. After my surgery and then my continuing seizures, I used to say that when I get back to my normal self, I'll go back to this, that and the other. Then one day, someone said to me, "This might be your new life now, and you might never go back to your old self." Once I'd got over the wanting to punch them, I cried, probably for the rest of the day. I didn't want to stay the way I am now. I loved my previous life, I loved my work, my travel, and even myself. And losing that is almost like grieving for someone you've lost. But of course, there's no funeral for yourself. It's a regular thing for someone to say, "Oh, just suck it up." And it's just as regular for you to reply, "Well, you just go it up." And that's just for those who do bother to keep in contact with you. I can't tell you the amount of people who've just dropped out of my life since my life changed. Their loss. I'm pretty good to have in your life, in my opinion. Anyway, you do just have to change your mindset and learn to like the person life's changes has made for you. Look yourself up and down and let yourself know that you're a great person to be around because you've got a knowledge of life that you didn't have before. You can recognise the symptoms that another person has had in their life. You can laugh at really, really inappropriate stuff with someone else who's going through the same as you. That kind of inappropriate stuff that anyone else would cringe at, but it's okay with you both. I learned a sort of kindness to other people in their lives. I'm not quite there yet, and I'm learning to live with myself, but I am getting there very, very slowly. The BrainSet app is due to launch in January 2021. It's going to have information on every part of brain injury and where to find it. We'll have stories, chats, review and help. All of this to try and help you learn to live with any sort of injury to your brain and your new way of life. We are passionate about brain health, healing and help, and we're really excited to get started. And we hope you'll be as passionate about being a part of our life as we will be in yours. Take care, stay safe, and have a great day.